Call the December 5th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. I turn it on.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandridge.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Present.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Madam Clerk.
Jim? Normally, it's the mayor who will now say what I'm going to say, but I would like to wish the mayor a happy birthday on Thursday, and I think we should all sing happy birthday since we will not all be together on Thursday.
So. First, we need to know how old whether,
Is there cake?
Yeah, and is there cake? Yeah, exactly.
Because he's done this to many people many times. So
I've never forced somebody to buy cake.
No.
Although I wanted to.
I'm saying,
he's talking about
cake,
singing.
I'm thinking about singing. I don't care about the cake.
We should have got Tom Taylor here.
He I don't believe you ought to sing.
I think we should.
No, I don't know. I agree with the mayor. Singing is,
okay.
I agree
the last
with the mayor.
Time I do that.
We'll Michael sing. Viral.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You're all out of order.
Happy birthday, dear Steve. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, everybody.
Hey.
And on my birthday, I will be the place I usually am, City Hall.
Oh, Plan Commission.
Plan Commission.
Hey, I've been here on my birthday before on a Tuesday night, like three times, so, yeah.
There was one year where my wife's birthday is last Thursday, and mine is this Thursday. There was one year, Sandy and Jess, you'll remember, the great city smoke band, where I had my wife's birthday and my birthday, and both of them special meetings, and neither one of them you wanted to miss for political reasons, but anyway. But thank you all very much. Okay.
Citizen comment period?
If you'd like.
Hello, my name is Jim Shiflett, and I'm here to speak for the residents of the Whitnall Grove subdivision. A lot of seniors in that subdivision, and there are two really dark cul-de-sacs that are concerned to several people that live there. And we've got a petition of over 30 names of people who are very interested in having streetlights put in so that it's not such a dark place.
Jim, can we have your address, please?
My address is 7000 South Fieldstone Court.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizen comment period. I'll just remind the Common Council that the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council will be doing their meeting in Wauwatosa this month on the 12th. We'll also have a press conference asking for support to get the legislature to enact the dark store fixes.
Good.
On with that, today we were served by Menards. They're looking for a $5.5 million reduction in their $10 million assessment. And we're also served by Walmart, who's looking for roughly 30% reduction in their assessment. Sam's Club is yet to come. So you're all welcome to join us at 1 o'clock in Wauwatosa. I'll get you the information as soon as I have it. I may be appearing on Steve's Graffiti Show on TMJ Monday morning to talk about it, but that's not been set yet. So, okay, in your packet, item C, approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting on November 21st, any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Madam Clerk?
Oh, yeah, we weren't there. You and I weren't there.
I don't have it either. So.
What?
I don't have it, so I can't
vote. This credence to the dog.
Yeah, no, I did get it, yes. Okay. It was not...
Folks'
fault,
it was
my
dog's
fault.
Oh my God!
We'll just 5 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention. Item E, mayoral Boards and commissions appointments, any action, any separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. On letters and petitions, Mr. Shifflett already mentioned his petition in the packet. Alderman Nelson.
I met today with Glenn regarding this whole petition and movement and action and looking at it, also driving there at night. I understand it. It makes sense. It is very dark in that area. I also understand there's a process to get this done and approved, as Glenn explained to me. So I would like to move forward. I support it. I don't know if right now a motion can be made, but I'm not.
You can move to refer it to Board of Public Works.
Yeah, I'll move to refer to the Board of Public Works.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. City engineer will, his staff will let you know when that is. Thank you. Okay, move on to reports and recommendations. Item G1, Mr. Liberta. Mr. Rothman.
$5,090,000 worth of bonds. Late last week, I pulled that bond, and that bond sale was not offered to the general public. And for those of you who are interested in understanding that, why, information came to my office recently that would suggest that this particular bond was going to fund a grant in TID 3, developer's grant, and the terms of that developer's agreement changed late in the game, such that those funds aren't going to be needed until late 2018 or early 2019 at the earliest. And that would be a small portion of it. The need for this particular funding was not has changed, and there's no reason to sell that debt at this point in time. So that action is no longer before you. If we can move on to G2.
Question on it.
Alderman Willow.
We had a conversation on this, is how it would affect the Zilber property, and I didn't know if you had the answer to the question about are they still going to be able to take down the motel under the scenario without the...
The answer to the question is yes, they still can. The city has offered a municipal revenue bond to the developer to help cover some of the costs associated with that particular portion of the project, and that will move forward, and the increment within the TID will be used to make those payments.
Thank you.
Just to back up, the request by Zilber was that we pay in advance, and we don't pay in advance on the TIF. And that idea was rejected, so then it became payment on issuance of building permits.
I just want to make sure they were aware of this.
Occupancy. Thank you.
They are aware of that, correct, Zilber?
Oh, they signed the document. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Do we need a motion to reject all bids, or it never went to market?
It never went to bid.
Item G2, a resolution authorizing $1,645,000 in general obligation bonds. Mr. Ratzenberg.
Representative from Ellers is handing out the... sale day report to you on that. This particular issue for $1,645,000.
Thank you.
Is a new issue to support the 2018 capital improvement plan program, except for the city hall portion of that particular program is not being supported by this debt sale. And so This offer went to the market late last week, and offers were presented to you, to the city, early this morning through our agent tellers. And Ms. Gunderson is here to explain the results of that bid opening.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. First of all, I want to mention that we received a copy today of a bond resolution that was prepared by the bond attorney, Quarles and Brady. There was probably a draft resolution in your packet. The action you're taking this evening will be on the one that was handed out. The dollar amount is different than is published on your resolution. I'll explain what that is. We just want to make sure you understand that the resolution we adopted and will be considering will be the one that's handed out. So, as was mentioned, we took the issue to the public competitive bond sale, took bids on that issue this morning. It's for the 2018 capital project, the vast majority of them. We did receive three bids. The issue was not a large issue, so that the interest was more regional and not so much nationally. When we do a competitive sale, the winning bid is determined based on the lowest cost of interest to you, which is the largest amount, and the interest cost that's referred to as a TIC or a true interest cost. So the on this cover page, or the first page behind the cover, you see that our low bid was a true interest cost of 2.2458. The high bid was 2.3634. The difference between those two bids is just to give a dollar scale to that is just under $11 million difference. So,
$11,000.
You didn't think anybody was listening, did you?
Good catch. Oh. Too many zeros. I'm dealing in the world of millions this morning, earlier today. So, the kind of a summary of some of the details are presented in that box in the middle, but ultimately the resolution you'll be adopting is a principal amount that's $15,000 lower than what you initially authorized us to proceed with. So we downsized the issue, and I'll explain how that was derived from the $1,645,000 to $1,630,000. Also, as a result of the bidding process, we received a premium bid. We utilize that premium to downside the issue, and then the remaining premium gets deposited in your debt service fund, and you'll see how that will impact your annual payments on the following pages. So again, the resolution you'll be adopting this evening will be to award the sale of $1,630,000 of promissory notes. So if you'll turn then to the next page, we have tabulated the three bids that we received. In the order of the low bid to the high bid. So even though we received three bids, Baird as the winning bid, listed below them are all the underwriters that participated in this bidding. So if the interest goes far beyond the three bidders, it includes all of those bidders that and so their bid is included here. If you look to the far right side of the schedule, you'll see that true interest rate, and that again is the determining factor of who the winning bid would be. So that was their bid at 2.2458. We adjusted then the sizing down with their issue. The pricing includes that premium bid, so they actually are paying more upfront for the issue in exchange for couponing. And that gives us the cash upfront that we utilize for the interest payments on the debt and also the downside fee. Second page then of the bid tabulation is the two other bids. We received a bid from Bach Financial Securities out of Milwaukee. There's a 2.28, and Northland Securities out of Minneapolis is 2.36%. Then on page three, when we prepare the preliminary offering documents, we do an estimate for the sizing. And our estimate includes the amount needed to pay for your capital projects and any cost of issuance. So that preliminary estimate is on the right-hand side of this schedule, and the final sale results are on the left. So we received a reoffering premium, which is additional cash up front of $65,411. That is being utilized to offset the underwriter discount, and then the balance is going into the debt service fund, so there's about $51,000 that's going into the debt service fund that will be utilized to pay for interest expense. And then there's a little bit of rounding that will come to the city as well that can be used to pay for the debt service expenses. So it's a comparison then of our preliminary planning and our final results. A few of the items are a little higher than our planning estimates because of the fact that we canceled the one sale. There was some economies of scale by doing two issues, and some of those costs can be included in this. The intent for the city then is to pay for those costs with the tax increment district that would have supported that other bond issue.
We'll just accentuate on that point just by way of full disclosure. Because the initial plan was to have two offers, there will be some costs associated with the canceled debt sale. And those costs, because it was for TID 3, will be borne by TID 3, and it is an eligible TID cost. And I don't yet have the totals of those fees, but we engaged bond counsel to assist us in that sale, and there were a few other professionals, and those costs will still be incurred.
And why do we cancel that exactly again?
Didn't want to borrow the money if we weren't going to spend it.
But this was for the Zilber project, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to wait till we...
The Zilber deal was to have the money put into escrow and paid out to them over time. The final developer's agreement called for the payments to be made upon occupancy permits.
Got it, so we don't need it now.
And so we
right.
don't need the money.
Yeah.
Right, and I think the other point it makes sense not to borrow now is, one, you'd be paying interest for 2 years.
Right.
But the second thing is your TID was going to be paying principal to the tune of $3 million over those 2 years. So by the time you're 2 years out, you don't need $5 million. Probably only need about $2 million, and there probably are ways to accomplish that even without borrowing that. So it's prudent to have no offer doing that issue. Then on page four is the final structure for this issue. We've included on the bottom, kind of highlighted in yellow, our preliminary planning estimates. We are downsizing the principal amount by $15,000. With the couponing and the premium, in exchange for a higher couponing, they give you cash up front. The interest is a little bit higher, but then we have that cash to put into debt service to offset that interest expense. So all said and done, the issue with the final sales results is about $1,700 less than our planning estimate. So you still came in lower than what we were planning when we went to market with the issue. So overall, the cost of issuance is cost of borrowing the funds is slightly less than the planning estimate. And then lastly, two pieces that are also included in this report is we held the rating call with Moody's Investor Service, and the Moody's rating report is included in this. You will note that the rating that Moody's is assigned to this debt is a little lower than previously held by the city. Your issue was rated at a AA2, which is still a substantially positive rating for local governments. I compared the results of your sale with the average of all the AA2 sales as well as all the AA1 sales. Your rate came in much better than the spread to the AAA than all of the historical ones since September, and in many cases better than the AA1s. So I think the market, even though the rating can be adjusted downward, the market still recognizes that there is a very strong credit quality. And the last schedule in this document is to kind of give you an idea of where interest rates have been over the last 5 years and where they are today. We have been seeing an uptick in the last few weeks in interest rates, partially because of the new revamping of the tax bill and the impact it may have on some certain municipal bond issues. So it has had an impact on the market interest rate. But you can also see that we're still below that five-year average for the last 5 years. And I looked at the schedule for the 1 year, and we hit a high in March, a low a few weeks back, and again, it's been ticking up since then. But it's still lower than the average for the last 12-month period as well. So still a pretty favorable interest rate environment to be issuing debt.
Borrowing money at 2.25% is pretty good. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution authorizing issuance of the sale of $630,000 GO promissory notes series 27B? Discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Paul, we had a lot of discussion today, and you really helped me with my questions. I just want to know if you had a chance to get back with the five questions that Ehlers had put together in the email about elected officials should make sure and ask the following questions. And
after our
it's on page 99, by the way.
After our conversation this afternoon, Alderman, I did reach out to a bond counsel on that issue. Have not had not heard back from bond counsel as yet. I did talk to Ms. Gunderson about that, and I believe she also would be prepared to provide some comments.
I received a copy of that, the five questions, and I think that the thing to understand is the bond attorney is very active in this process. They served with the disclosure counsel for that official statement. There was a great deal of dialogue back and forth between the city staff and the bond attorneys.
Just by way of the Quarles and Brady Act acted in two capacities for the city. First capacity as bond counsel causes Quarles and Brady, after doing investigations, to issue an opinion about the taxability of these notes to the purchasers for federal income tax purposes. Second, and there they're not acting as city's representative, but more expressing an opinion on the taxability of the bonds themselves.
And your legal ability to issue debt.
And our ability to issue debt. The second capacity that Quarles acted on was, in fact, representing the city relative to being certain that the official offering statement was prepared with the appropriate disclosures to the marketplace of the financial condition of the city. And not all cities ask council to represent them in that capacity, but in more recent time frames, the Securities and Exchange Commission has taken a greater interest in dipping their hand in the municipal bond market. And to that end, it's in the city's benefit to be sure that the official offering statement meets all of the requirements for that the SEC has relative to having the city's debt occupy a position in the marketplace. So I apologize.
That's fine. That's a good explanation. So I think in regard to the questions, you wouldn't be here this evening with resolutions approving this borrowing if Quarles hadn't received enough information to make opinions on the animals. If you were to ask them that question, they would certainly say that they received everything they needed to in order to provide those opinions. Part of the reason this document is sent to all the elected officials is and asked that that be reviewed is it's important that the document be very prepared accurately and factually. So, staff has provided a succession of input, but if there is anything or any conflicts or anything that you're aware of that sort of should be made forward to the market, then that's what the document is seeking that you provide for me. So, I think as far as the information and the material, to the entire knowledge of staff and all of the numerous questions that were asked by Quarles and Brady Bond Council, I think that they looked out very comfortable that the document was clear and accurate and reflecting the position of the city.
There was the one issue about the filing for 5 years, and that was addressed by who is the one who actually did that? Was that
right? Part of the disclosures that are required in the bond documents is if you've been in compliance with all of the required reportings and notifications to the market. One of the five, and we go back 5 years, and we find it in 5 years, we go back 10. Our staff did that initial review.
Okay.
And there was a rating change of one of your bonds had an insurance rating, and that rating for the insurance company was downgraded and then the material that was filed. That's been a change, as Mr. Rosenberg mentioned, in the market and the SEC and their concern and their review of official statements. Underwriters have, there was a pretty clear understanding of most bond attorneys that was not a material reporting requirement, and the market was very much made aware of those insurance downgradings, so nobody was posting those notices as material events. in recent times, underwriters, in order to bid on the issues, have wanted to see that done.
Okay.
So it's a new practice. So there was a notification in the official statement about that, that the fact that that wasn't reported when it happened. And so then at this time, that was being reported in the official statement, and also a material event was filed indicating that that, that reporting had not been done. Was it back in 2010, maybe?
2007.
Okay, so it's been a number of years and that wasn't done. So that's why it's using it.
We did that notice last year at this time, as I recall.
No, that notice was just filed within the last 30 days because of this offering.
But we did some other notification regarding this issue way back a year ago, as I recall.
Yeah, otherwise that was the only thing that was found either in our review and also for the review of the offering document. And if there's anything that underwriters find, because the underwriters have bid on this, they're really the ones that are, the SEC really tracks them. They're, currently, that's why they're real concerned about it. If there were any underwriter questions, we'd have heard about it too. So okay. that's been reviewed and vetted by many of
them. Right. And the only other point that I have is I thought it would be important for the record to sort of on the record state the projects that this money will be funding going toward.
If
not in full detail, but the majority of the large funded projects.
The larger projects covered by this bond offering is the reconstruction of the interchange, the intersection of 51st and Drexel, a number of park projects, the police shooting range, and the fire department alarm system projects within the 2018 capital improvement fund.
Thank you. That's all I have.
All those in favor of the motion, say
aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, that's correct. Sorry. Thank you, Don. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, and no abstentions. We move on to thank you, Don, and Merry Christmas. Item G3 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to continue professional environmental engineering monitoring services with JSA Environmental.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4 is a resolution authorizing WSDOT to temporarily use Franklin infrastructure. Glenn knows this is a favorite thing of mine. Are we billing them for overhead?
We are.
Engineering services?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Because whenever they do something for us, we pay for everything.
Mm-hmm. We get crooked benches and signs in the middle of the median that make no sense.
Yep. Item G.
Well, can we use this money to fix that?
Item G3 is a report from the Finance Committee relative to new investment in the OPEB trust portfolio. Mr. Ratzenberg.
So moved. And it's item 5, actually, not 3.
It is item 5.
So moved.
Second.
It's reported only.
This is a motion to place on file.
Receiving place on file, I'm sorry.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Also in your packet, item G6 is the October financial
report. Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
Any questions on that? Any highlights you want to illustrate?
No.
No, I think the report speaks for itself.
Yep.
And you're not supposed to be a politician. Item G7, the 2018 property and casualty insurance coverage, Mr. Liberta.
Motion to authorize director of administration renew and execute.
Second. Just for everybody to know, this is R&R Insurance, the League of Wisconsin Municipalities Insurance Company, and Hanover. Is that correct?
Yep.
All clear, Mr. Roberta?
Yeah.
All those in favor signify by
saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Okay, we have Sierra Christine approved with a letter. The next three are approved. Then you got Swear, Brian A. Swear, deny, he's not been with us before. He's brand new, so we're just denying based on his criminality and whatever else that language you need.
Well, I think it's actually a falsification
application. Well, a falsification of application, exactly. That too, it's a litany of things. Habitually being a law offender and falsifying his application. And then we have Curry approve pending corrected application. And then you got the public grant, the first one, the Federation of Croatian Societies, Inc., that is approve pending completion of application. Then the next three on the first page are approved, and all of them on the second page are approved. That's the motion.
I have a second to that with one just minor correction. The Croatian is completion of the application materials. The application was fine, but the materials supporting the public grant were a couple still outstanding.
That's the motion.
And it was seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to I-1. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of December 1, 2017, the amount of $680,206.20. And payroll dated November 24, 2017, the amount of $370,759.11. And payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $397,844.34 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated December 8, 2017, the amount of $398,000 in payments and various payroll deductions estimated at $220,000 plus city matching payments and property tax payments with an ending date of November 30, 2017, the amount of $144.20.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no ayes.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.